revolution. Well, you know.
Welcome. Oh my goodness. Welcome, welcome, welcome. For those of you joining on the video feed, we've got it's a new studio here. We're live from my office. So, holy crap. What a day. What a day for this. And there's no one that I am happier to be hanging out with than Nick Trug. He's a good friend of mine. He was the guy that I knew. I met Nick through the Harris campaign. And he would tell me what to do all the time and where to go. And he would yell at me. And no, I'm just kidding. he was the guy. And I got to know him well. And he's just a brilliant political mind. And he's here today in his role as the Black Caucus Chair for the Wisconsin Democrats. We're going to talk about how what outreach is and how we're going to be doing it, and you know, what's changed from even 4 or 5 years ago. So I'm super stoked. Nick, what's up, man?
What's up, Mark? How have you been? I miss your phone calls and us building our coalition.
I miss you too, dude. You know, we had some good times, and it was, what a wild 107 days, right? That was crazy.
Absolutely. And I think we had a lot of, like, you know, interesting moments, just really making people feel that they could speak out, not for their party, but out of love for their country and democracy. And, you know, that's why I respect you a lot, as well as so many others.
Oh, thanks, man. No, and that was a cool time, you know, and I'm someone that, and I've been, you don't have to say this, but I've been very vocal, and I do think Kamala Harris would have won if she had more time. I think she still is a fantastic candidate. Golly, it was neat to see so many people come together. I sound like freaking golly. and so here you are. You're building coalitions left and right. You're doing just a ton, and I love your videos and some of the education things that you talk to people about as your role in the Black Caucus, the chair of the Black Caucus. Talk about that. Like, what are you doing now?
So, you know, in my free time and just in my ways to give back to the party, you know, I have the honor of serving as the Black Caucus Chair for Wisconsin Democrats. And the one thing myself and my leadership have done is we want to really normalize, you know, Black leadership across the state of Wisconsin. Because one thing that a lot of folks don't know is, we have members elected to every congressional district, or have elected them in every congressional district across the state. So from local office to the state legislature, whether that's urban, rural, or suburban. So clearly, you know, folks can get elected regardless of their background, as long as the people of the state know that they share their values and they're going to be the best representative for them. And as a caucus, our goal is to make sure that we're electing more members, but also people who share our values and really, really bridge the gap and make sure that we do not fall behind as a party.
So what does the Black Caucus do inside the party itself?
So the Black caucuses within the Democratic Party represent a specific, whether it's constituency or issue. So there's I think there's more than 13 caucuses. So you have like Black, Latino, and API, and American Indian, and then it goes from women, rural, progressive, labor, and environmental. And the job of the caucus is to bring folks together to represent those common interests. But what we're doing as a caucus is we're taking it a step further. We are working on recruiting and supporting Black candidates running for office. We are speaking out to share, like, our message and the story of our members around the state. And more importantly, we're here to demonstrate to, like, everyone, and all of our members are doing this, that Black issues, though we bring things up that do affect our communities disproportionately more, and the data shows that it affects everyone in the state of Wisconsin, whether that's affordable health care, whether that is making sure that your grocery store in your neighborhood doesn't close, or you don't have to drive 30 miles to get to your nearest grocery store that has fresh food. I think that's stuff that we can all relate to. And I think sometimes the party in our messaging has lost that. And I think it's really important that we communicate that in this moment as there's forces who are consistently trying to divide our country.
Yeah, there's a lot of that out there. And I think, you know, there's so much when it comes to Black voters, and especially young Black voters, they sometimes are described as like disengaged or skeptical. What is driving that?
I think, I don't think this is a thing necessarily just with Black voters. I think this is with all voters generally.
Yeah.
You know, we are like in an affordability crisis, and you know, I know the crisis is a term people are hearing a lot more, but it's been going on before. You know, when we came out of the pandemic, we had this weird issue coming up, but I think what the really rich and wealthy in this country decided, oh, we can raise the prices and no one can stop us. And they have continued to do so. Meanwhile, all of us are working less. And I say that because that is something that is like when we talk about Black males, that's also happening to white men as well in this country. I keep seeing Wall Street Journal reports that really highlight how people are graduating from college in business and other degrees that would like traditionally in the past would have landed them jobs, good paying jobs. And what we're seeing now is people are graduating with this debt and are not able to get employment as expected. A lot of these folks, the vast majority, are white men in particular. And the reason that that is happening is because we are not prepared for the new world that is coming with AI. I think businesses are taking a cop out right now. And I think it's going back to the older days where if you didn't go to Harvard or Stanford or the Ivy League schools, you're going to get on the short list and you're going to wait in line. And I say that because that is affecting everyone. And that isn't just affecting Black men. It's also affecting all demographics and white men as well. And I think it's really important that we highlight that we're in this together.
So what do you do about that? Like, what do you do?
So the main thing that we're doing as a caucus, and also I want to like highlight that young Democrats across the state are doing it as well, is first thing, everyone needs to get online and share their story. I think that, and we see this, there has been a lot of folks online, whether that's content creators in the digital space, or that's TikTok, Instagram, or YouTube is a big one, who are providing their points of view that may not have the most information there. And I think they're sharing an opinion that is not being counteracted at all. And there's a lot of stories and opinions that are not being shared. A lot of it is actually based on the facts and the information. And when you have that unchecked information and bias and like really radicalness that we see from the right, it becomes very dangerous and misleading. So I know that young Democrats all across state, not just me and my TikTok account, are becoming more active on this. Young Democrats are stepping up. We have, I believe, over 10 to 12 young Democrats in the state legislature right now. We have a young Democrat as chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, and the college Democrats are growing their chapters rapidly across all major colleges from Division I to Division III in Wisconsin. Nice. So it's a big, that's how we fight back and like work to change the narrative.
Yeah, Devin's a good dude. He's been on the show and we got to have him back again. One of the things that was kind of crazy about last election and kind of how the polls have gone is young voters and voters of color, which were traditionally like, you know, you could count on all of those people. Like they've kind of made a little bit of a switch. What do you see? Why? How does that happen?
I think that we need to recognize that last year, just generally, there was an anti-incumbent around the world. People, the incumbent party in any government struggled. But when you break it down even more about why that happened, the issues themselves did not reach the people. Kamala Harris talked about how she wanted to provide over $10,000 for people purchasing their first home. That is a really like big deal when we're looking at the affordability crisis. But messages like those did not reach voters within the short campaign that she had. And I think that we weren't being our authentic selves at times. And I think that right now what you're seeing is you're seeing a lot of new leadership who are volunteers, not just paid operatives, like really speaking out and sharing their story. And I think that's great because it really is getting the message out there more. And I think when we really share those stories and not just stick to the talking points that come from, you know, HQ at the from the top high paying consultants, you really reach more people. And I think like that's what people want to see from Democrats more. And that's what they want to see from their elected leaders.
Yeah. I mean, the conversation that we're having, it was kind of kicked off because there was a friend of mine, and we're talking with Nick Trugg. He's the Black Caucus chair for the Wisconsin Democrats. A friend of mine was like, "You need to tell the Democrats to reach out to young people and people of color." And I'm like, okay. and she's like, "I don't see them saying anything." But then, you know, it's like, okay, if we're reaching out to young people, and not that she's an old person, but she wouldn't see, you know, the TikTok reels and the videos and the push ads and all of that. But like, what, you know, so I think there's so much that, and I'm not old, right? I'm 39, but like, you know, there's so much that people don't see in terms of outreach. But then when you see the polls and you see, you know, people saying that young people are going to the right and people of color are going to the right, it's like, how is that even possible? Is that a trend that we can fight?
Absolutely, there's a trend that we can fight. And, you know, I am like, you know, as Black Caucus chair, like I'm also proud that 80% of Black men did turn out and vote for Kamala Harris and that Black Wisconsinites did show out in overwhelming numbers. But nice. What I will say that we have to do is we really need to like make sure that we're communicating the issues that we care about. We want to be able to live a great life, afford a home, and live our American dream with also having disposable income. We want to enjoy it. We don't just want to go to work 9 to 5. We want to take that trip to Puerto Rico or take that. I know a lot of guys were going to Nashville nowadays and Vegas, but like people want to be able to do that. And I think people don't feel that. I know we can talk all day about that right there.
Yeah. It is something that is kind of crazy. And, it's a big iceberg, man. And there's so much. And I think, I do totally agree with you that last election was kind of a one-off, you know, with the amount of time that was there with the candidates. You know, Trump himself is a trend buster, but we're going to continue this discussion here with my friend Nick Trugg, the Black Caucus chair for the Wisconsin Democrats. Stick around. There's so much more to talk about.
All right.